with allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good morning. Lemoyne County Board of Supervisors, August 17th, 2021. Are there any changes to the tentative agenda?
I have none.
I have none. We have an agenda. Meet with department heads, elected officials. Terry Johnson, Lemoyne County Auditor.
Good morning. Just want to let everybody know we've still got elections going on or getting preparing for the city school one. And one of the other auditors put together the new Iowa election law questions and answers. And I highlighted a couple of those because these are important dates that are coming up to let everybody know. And one of those was, how many days before an election do I need to register to vote if I'm not registered or if I moved and I want my name on the voter registration at the polls? And that is 15 days before the November the 2nd election, so that's October the 18th. So that's an important date. August the 24th would be the other important date because that is the first day that anybody can request an absentee ballot for the November 2nd election, because they changed that to 70 days before the election until you can request one. And then October the 13th will be when we start mailing those out. That's 20 days before the election, and that is also the same day that absentee voting will begin in the office.
So all the people that mailed absentee ballots will show up the next day and say they haven't gotten their ballot yet?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I requested it a month ago. Why haven't I gotten it? So anyway, that's one of our little tizzies that we have. So, and then October the 18th is the last day that you can request to receive an absentee ballot. So they basically only give you about 5 days to request one. And then, of course, the last day that you can vote in the office is the Monday before the election. And then if you do have an absentee ballot mailed to you, it must be returned to us by 8 p.m. on election day in order for it to be counted. Postmarks are no longer an option. So
you have to have it in hand, right?
Yep, we have to have it in hand. So, and the candidate filing deadline is, filing period for the City of Burlington is going on now. It started August the 9th and it will close August the 26th. So far we've only gotten two candidates, two people have filed. So, and then for all the other cities and schools, their candidate filing period will begin August the 23rd and end September the 16th. All the other cities have to file their papers down here. Schools, they file theirs with their school board secretary. So that's just a few of the dates. And
What does the election calendar look like if we do have a Burlington primary? Because wouldn't our primary be like on October 5th?
Yeah. It will be, yes, the dates will be different for that, okay. But we're just kind of holding off until I don't want to give people dates for a primary when we might not have one.
Okay.
That's still an option out there. I'll let everybody know what those dates are as soon as we know if we're having one or not. So.
Okay.
How many do they have to have before you have a primary?
Seven.
So.
Because there's three positions open. If there's only six people that file, then everybody will go directly to the November election. And if we get seven or more, then we will have the primary to knock it back down to six. So. Okay.
Thanks, Terry. Colin Durst, IT.
Just keep them busy like always. I got nothing new to report.
Okay. Chris Lee, Conservation.
Good morning. Had a good series of events this weekend. Had our volunteer recognition dinner on Friday night where we awarded Jim Steer with our Volunteer of the Year for his years of service with us as a board member, and then a lot of the other stuff he does, helping us out with our Bluebird Box program. Kind of implemented and led that for years and years, and a bunch of other stuff. We recognize the Southeast Iowa Astronomy Club for all of their work with the observatory, and recommend that them as Volunteer Group of the Year, and David Biggie Philibom from the Astronomy Club was Environmental Educators of the Year. The observatory group group there has just been phenomenal. Before COVID hit, with the massive increase in park visitation we were seeing in Big Hollow, they were getting 100 plus people coming to their viewing nights, and it just completely overwhelmed their facility. So they were kind of navigating that. COVID hit, and that kind of that shut everything down. As soon as they were able to, they got the facility open back up, and now they're doing kind of semi-private viewings. You can do it by reservation, and then they work with the camp folks to have small groups of campers come over, so they don't, you know, overwhelm their team. And they've really bent over backwards to try to make that facility available up there. We've really appreciated that, so we're happy to award them.
Quick question.
Yeah.
The observatory. It's been decades ago I moved a telescope out there from the old high school.
Really?
Do you have to maintain that, or is there anything you have to do to maintain that?
That's kind of funny how small world it is. My very first year, summer as an intern with the department back when I was in college, I helped move that observatory off the top of the high school.
Yeah, I was there. I was on a roof with you then.
Okay, so we worked together back in, what was that, 2001 or something like that?
Oh, no. This taking it off the high school was before that, wasn't it?
No, because I didn't start working for him until 2. The one on top of the current VHS.
No.
Oh, you moved from
one,
Apollo.
The original one that were
Apollo. Oh, wow.
It's the old high school.
Yeah, okay.
That's probably before you were born.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
I thought I'd have remembered you.
Right?
You'd have been the one in the cradle.
Yeah, exactly. Actually, my dad graduated for was the first class to move to VHS. So that would be my dad's generation, not, you know, any older. But the Southeast Iowa Astronomy Club takes care of all of that.
Oh, do they?
So they maintain all the telescopes and maintain the domes and stuff like that. In fact, that one dome that the big telescope's in, they've got the rubber seals on there. It's so old that the rubber seals are breaking down. And so they're literally crumbling. And so they're working on trying to figure out how to get new seals through.
There's no telescope when we did that.
Right, yeah. And so they take care of all of that. And so my group is a gem to work with. So yeah, it was moved from Apollo to the current VHS, and then I think it was either 2001 or 2002, I can't remember. It was taken off of VHS because the light pollution in town was too much. You couldn't really see the sky so well. And they moved the whole observatory complex out to Big Hollow, and it's kind of grown since then, but into what it is now. They were really great to work with, and so we were happy to award them this year. And then Saturday was our summer celebration event. Had a good turnout there. Gorgeous weather. A lot of folks coming down, playing in the creek, riding bikes on the trails, hiking trails and stuff. And so it's kind of nice to just, you know, have one last kind of hoorah for the summer, invite people out and get to see and mingle with the community kind of before everybody goes back to school and moves back to the school in the fall mode. So other than that, it's just kind of keeping things busy with keeping parks open. The Big Hollow is still been full. We had a bunch of people up at the Fourth Thumbing Station this weekend, we'll still see some good numbers at Big Hollow. I suspect the other parks are going to start winding down now that schools get to go back into session. Usually by about Labor Day is when we really see the cutoff, except at Big Hollow. Last year we had people camping Big Hollow in November, so depending on what the weather does, we'll kind of see what happens, but we'll keep at it.
Thanks, Chris. Jared Lasser, Land Use.
Good morning. We do have, it's been a while since we've had much of these, but we do have a minor subdivision out for review right now, probably looking at a couple weeks for that. Probably two or three more are out there in various stages of being surveyed and prepared that should probably come in fairly soon. Apart from that, we had a floodplain advisory board meeting initially scheduled for later this afternoon, based on some issues with possible availability on some of the members. We are tentatively rescheduling that for next Tuesday at the same time. I know Zach had talked to you, Tom, about it sounds like you might not be available to attend that day. But based on the availability of the regular appointed members, it sounds like that's probably going to be the best day, so we're going to shoot for that at this time.
The reason And we'll make that one as they asked when we could make, the floodplain committee was this evening, this Tuesday.
Right.
So they set the conference board meeting, which then the whole board belongs to that.
Okay.
For next Tuesday meeting that they've set that, so nobody from the board will be able to attend that.
All right. Well, it's gonna come to you guys anyway, once they have a chance to review it. And you have a copy of the revised ordinance, so if you have any thoughts on that, we'd like to discuss that with Zachariah beforehand. That's by all means, we encourage that, so.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Is that it?
That's all I have.
Okay. Thanks, Zach. Brian Carter, Secondary Roads.
Good morning. Just a quick update on a few projects. I do want to remind everybody, I think probably most people figured it out, but the intersection 61 and Upper Flint is closed. So that was a DOT project, but that's a pretty major closure for a lot of traffic. That is done. Still working on Flint Bottom. Like I said before, nothing going on 99 now, but there's still a little bit of more work to do on down there, but nothing to close traffic on the bridge there. I do want to mention, I can't remember if I brought this up last time or not, but Pleasant Grove Road, that project's been pushed back into September. So sometime mid-September, I don't have an exact date yet, but that project.
That's not gonna work for me.
Oh, so noted. Colin, can we mute him? That is not the scheduling we had planned on, but it is the way it is gonna go. And I also want to mention something that changed schedules after last week's meeting. Our GEO project was supposed to start yesterday, I believe. But in the interest of working with neighbors, I guess, Henry County, we had a detour set up that was going to use a portion of it was going to be X-23 that goes down south from Lowell, goes down to Highway 16. It's just going to be a paved detour. Well, Henry County now has a major slide issue. They've torn out, if you go south from the river bridge in Lowell there, you kind of go up a fairly steep hill, you're in a curve, and once that road curves, you're kind of running parallel with the river for a little bit, and I don't think they know exactly what's causing it, but they started to lose the roadway. And so that road is closed right now. So I spoke with the Henry County engineer, he gave me a call and asked if we could delay our project a couple weeks. Right now we're targeting a couple weeks. I'm not gonna claim that that's exact, it could be plus or minus. I would guess plus more than minus if I had to guess. For two reasons. One, because obviously they've had to close the road. They've set up a gravel road detour temporary, at least down in Lee County and southern Henry and Lee. Lee's right there. But they're dealing with that. They're trying to figure out something temporary to get that road open, even if it's just a gravel road segment, but obviously where they're not losing the road. So they're trying to figure all that out. That's their mess, and I wouldn't want their mess. But he called, asked if we could postpone, and that keeps that traffic, extra traffic, from being shoved that direction, which I can understand that would be a benefit. And also, he needed a contractor right away, and he was kind of hoping that maybe our contractor that was supposed to go to GEO would be willing to come over, and that is the way it worked out, actually, to their credit, because I think they're behind. And so, just so you know, it is on hold. It's going to be later, a little bit after we had anticipated. We're working with the contractor. We're not going to charge them working days, and we'll move the late start date back and stuff like that. So I don't see any reason that county shouldn't work together like that. I think it'll work just fine either way. So, but I do want to mention it because I don't have a set date for you at this point. And it may be one of those things where they get done and we get a phone call, and then next thing you know, they're working on GEO. It could be fairly quick. So just want to bring that up to you. And other than that, plenty of stuff going on. We're still ditching on Irish, which is, I'm pleased about that. And the guys are doing culverts and all sorts of stuff. So we are looking at starting our pinching projects up, which is something I want to get with Shane once we kind of get things moving, so he can see what we do and why he's going to get calls about it. And he can also see the improvement that happens once they've been there. So Shane, I'll mention that to you sometime. I don't know when it'll be. We haven't started yet, but we are going to start that up over the next, we'll work on that over the next month at some point. I'll let you know more as we get there.
I'm looking at that ugly face of his, and he said, "Up, thumbs up."
What'd you say, Shane?
I said, "I appreciate it. I went in on that."
Yeah, so anyway, so I would mention that, because that does generate phone calls. So other than that, that's all I have.
Thanks, Brian.
Yep.
Chanel Alley Longquist, Des Moines County Treasurer.
Good morning. We continue to work on the property tax statements. They're folded. We got a few left to stuff. They're working on stuffing right now. I anticipate or hopeful that the end of this week they'll go out, although there's an entire day that'll be spent putting postage on these, if not a little bit longer. It usually takes that long. The other thing I want to mention is that, and now that I mentioned this, I don't think I contacted you. The Iowa DOT will be in our office to do a complete printer replacement next Tuesday, August 24th in the morning. They anticipate it, or they anticipate to be done by 12:30 or 1. So I guess I would advise if anybody has any registration renewals are coming in to do title transfers, we will not be able to print that morning. So if there's any way you can come in,
Which morning's out again?
Next Tuesday, August 24th. Like I said, we'll be down with printers because the Iowa DOT IT will be here to replace all of them. And hopefully by 12:30 or 1, we're up and going again, so we can get that out there that they can avoid.
Not closing the office. No. Say, please don't come.
It would be better, we can always take the renewals or the registrations and the money and mail it back out to them.
Yeah.
That's an option as well, or just simply, avoid that time frame if we can.
Yeah.
So, anyhow, sorry, just now thought of that. That's all I have right now.
Thank you.
Can you call the dealerships and let them know, because they're probably one of your very customers that day, aren't they?
Nah, we'll be fine with the dealers. That's not a problem.
It's the individuals that come walking in.
Yeah, I want them to know that it's probably going to be a delay. So.
Well, mine's due. I should bring mine down pat.
Well, not Tuesday morning, okay?
Tuesday morning,
Thanks, Chanel.
Yes.
Rodney Boisner, maintenance.
Good morning. Just really busy. Friday morning, Alliance is going to be doing the switchover to the generator. So everything's been pretty well done. We've just been waiting on Alliance to finish that up. So Friday morning, they're going to shut that down and get that switched over to the new generator. So hopefully be buttoning that project up on Friday. So it should take them about 4 hours or so. Right around there, so. Other than that, just have an agenda item. Thank you.
Thanks, Rodney. Angie Vaughn, safety.
Good morning. I don't really have much. We did get the annual report done, so I'll be bringing that up to the auditor's office so we can get that on here and show it to you and talk about what's going on. And other than that, we're pretty good.
Thanks, Angie. Doug Irvin, jail administrator.
Good morning. Everything's going good at the jail. We have 73 this morning. Three out of county. As Rodney mentioned, the generator will be switched over Friday morning, and I have a vacation day scheduled for them, so it's a perfect day.
Damn the well.
Well, I can guess what you're going to do on that vacation day.
You can't, because I will not be golfing, unfortunately. But everything's going good. They're the norm.
Thanks, Doug. Ken Hyman, Community Services.
Good morning. We had our region meetings last Wednesday, and I'll just mention some highlights from it. Won't be everything, but by January 1st, 2022, performance-based contracts will go into effect from the state, so CEOs are working on that. Along with auditors and different people. FY23 will be all state funding for regions, so another year from now we'll be looking at all state funding. RFP due date was moved back to September 1st. It was going to be the RFP for all the new services were gonna be, need to be in by this Friday, but now they moved it to September 1st. Optime contract amendment passed to include rent for the Burlington Recovery Center and adding the Henry County Jail diversion to the Optime contract, so that got passed, and then we extended the SIAC contract for another year or two at the meeting, so those were a couple of things I was involved in. So. I'm sure there's a lot of other things that happened at that meeting, but that's what I wrote down.
Thanks, Ken.
Yep.
I just have Supervisor McCampbell on here.
Hi, Supervisor McCampbell.
He's a white man.
Hello.
Could you hear well enough to second a motion or make a motion?
Yeah, so moved. I wish the volume was a little louder. I can't figure out how to get it turned up.
I would not be the person to ask. Okay. Correspondence. Shane, did you have any correspondence?
No, sir.
I didn't have any.
I did get some correspondence on the tariff. We're gonna say something nice about the assessor. The Iowa Department of Revenue issued their equalization order, and Des Moines County was there were no changes, and I guess what I'd like to say about MAP is every other year, I believe it's every other year, the state issues an equalization order. They compare sales prices to prices of that were of the valuation for the tax purposes, and it's the assessor's job is to keep those valuations as close to market value as possible. There have been in the past, mentioning no names or something, assessors that just waited for an equalization order, because if you change people's valuations or raise them, they're unhappy and they call the assessor and that's not very much fun. But if you don't do anything, all of a sudden the state says everybody's valuation's too low, raise them 10% or 12% or whatever, the assessor can go, the state, you know, he said there's nothing I can do about it. And Matt doesn't do that. He's been, and it doesn't make him very popular, and there's a lot of parts about his job I would not care for, and that would be one of them. Talks to a number of unhappy people, but the state looked at what he's doing and said, that's fine. You're allowed to be within 5%, so the those valuations can either be 5% low or 5% high, 95% to 105%, but anyway, nobody ever says anything nice about the assessor, and I know the conference board has complimented him on that before, so it's not the easy way out, so that's a pat on the back to Matt Warner, our assessor.
You know, my first year on the board, I think we went through that 10-year equalization where taxes raised dramatically. And some of us went down on our taxes.
Well, part of the problem was when they just raised everybody individually, some of those properties should have gone up 20%. Some of them should have gone down 10%. But they just issued a blanket across the county and said you've got too many low assessments, so we're going to raise everybody 10%. So over a period of time, you know, when you try to equalize those, it's there's some huge differences. So, Matt's doing what he's supposed to do. Didn't have any other correspondence. Proceed to discussion and vote. We have accounts payable in the amount of $750,854.32.
Move approved.
Second.
Terry.
Jim Carey.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Tom Broker.
Yes. And speaking of the assessor, the List of claims for homestead exemptions in accordance with section 425.3 and claims of military service tax credits in accordance with chapter 426A and sections 427.3 to 427.6 are attached to this letter. The Board of Supervisors may, by a single resolution, allow or disallow the exemptions as recommended. I hereby request that homestead and military tax exemptions be approved. Homestead value is $2,378,893, and military value is $3,672,516. These exemptions are for the 2020 taxes payable 2021 and 2022. Terry Johnson, Des Moines County Auditor.
I move to approve 2020 homestead military exemptions.
Second.
Terry.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes. Once he's signed or just stamped, there's not really a line.
Just stamped.
Okay.
Hey, Tommy.
Yes, sir.
You're going to leave that stuff for me at my desk and I can swing down when nobody's there and take care of business or what?
That can be done.
Okay.
We have a letter to the Iowa Department of Management regarding the Southeast Iowa Mental Health and Disability Service. You've heard us complain about the new legislation that the SEAL region's taking over the, or not the SEAL region, the state's taking over funding of the Mental Health and Disability Services for starting fiscal 23, and they eliminate Fund 10, so we don't have a way to pay Ken, and so anyway, so he's going to have to be donating his time. June 30, I suppose. But anyway, this is a letter, you know, asking them to answer a few questions that we've got, so we can come up with we have a mechanism to pay the mental health and disability services, and that applies to every county.
I move to approve that letter.
Second.
Terry.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yeah.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes. Then you got to address a new mail.
It looks like Brian Carter's asleep. Somebody wake him up.
Well, that's a new thing. I can sit here and look at you people out here now. Shane can see you wave at
him. Okay. We have personnel actions. We have one for conservation. We have Avery Jacobs, a new hire. New rate is $14 an hour. I assume he's one of the temporary part-time. What do you call them, technicians? Or,
yeah. Move to approve.
Terry. Or wait a second. Did
Shane hear you?
Second, my bad.
Okay.
Terry.
Jim Carrey?
Yeah.
Shane McCampbell?
Yeah.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes. We have one for the engineer's office. We have Eric Marshall, seasonal worker, termination as of July 30th, 2021.
So moved.
Second.
Terry.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes. We have one for maintenance. And Alex Schnedler, lead maintenance, a new hire, starting wage per contract $29,245.66, start date August 23rd, 2021.
Move to approve.
Terry.
Second.
Terry, apologize, Shane.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes. And DESCOM. We have a Zach Wayne or Wayne Zach?
Zach.
Zach Wayne.
Is it Zach Wayne?
Yeah.
All the departments don't send it in first name first or second last name last there, so. Anyway, communications operator one. Paternity leave, unpaid leave of 15.06 hours.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Shane McCambell.
Yep.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes. We have reports. We have a clerk of courts report for fees collected July 2021. We have the sheriff's monthly report for July 2021 and the GASB 75 interim actual valuation report. Anybody who wants to read some heavy duty accounting. And the, I recommend the Cape. The GASB 75 interim actuarial valuation fiscal year June 30, 2021. That's fascinating.
I sent it to Tom for review before I put it on there, and I never got any comments back.
I didn't take long for it to get way over my head. These reports will be on file in the auditor's office and available for public review. Minutes for the regular meeting of August 10th, 2021.
I'll move to approve.
Second.
Terry.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Shane McCambell.
Yes.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes. Any other business? Future agenda items. Committee reports.
I didn't have any.
Shane, did you have any committee?
I don't have anything to report.
Okay. I just attended this morning the Greater Burlington Partnership. They had a presentation. Apparently there's going to be a Burlington's sales tax referendum.
Yes.
Election coming up.
Yes, that will be on the November ballot for the City of Burlington
ballot.
Residents.
Okay.
And I will be sending out the notification because we have to do a 60-day, at least a 60-day notification prior to the election that there's going to be a lost sales tax referendum. So that's just additional advertising we have to do.
Okay, and I attended the Southeast Iowa Link, the SEAL meeting, Mental Health and Disability Services, that Ken described, and most of it was boilerplate. We approved claims and some contract amendments and reviewed the fiscal 20 audit. And the budget director and I attended an ISAP meeting in Des Moines. They were discussing the financial ramifications of the state taking over mental health and disability funding in fiscal 23. So I might be foolish, but I'm at least somewhat hopeful that they will come up with a solution for our fund and problem before everybody becomes unemployed on June 30th. Anyway, that's all I had. If there's any public input, anybody would like to make a comment, you can email the Board of Supervisors at board@dmcounty.com. That's B-O-A-R-D @dmcounty.com, or call 319-753-8203, extension 4. That's 319-753-8203, extension 4. We'll give you a couple minutes to initiate that email or those calls. Anybody in the room have any comments?
have a comment.
Wait.
Looking at me funny the whole time during this meeting, and I don't appreciate it.
I've been what?
You've been looking at me funny.
Let the minutes reflect. Supervisor Campbell had a complaint.
There's no hope for that, man.
I want that documented, though, for the record. I was documented, but in the Hawkeye.
It'll be in the audio, not in the minutes.
Speaking of which, are our YouTube numbers going up at all?
They're actually going down a little bit.
So disappointing.
Okay, full blame for that.
Is it a trend, or is it just today because Shane isn't here?
Just a trend.
Is a trend going down?
Months ago we had maybe 10, because, 15, now we have maybe 5, uh-oh. 6, something like that.
So
it's summer, they're all enjoying the summer.
It's probably true, honestly.
My hope.
It's just that Bob is gone, and he always was prettier than me.
You're supposed
they to. Like the eye candy, man. They like the eye candy.
And along with that, my hopes for a new revenue stream are disappearing.
Yep.
I can't have it all. What do you got? You have 25 seconds left, folks.
I guess I will mention, it's not 100% concrete date yet, but we're looking at maybe October 12th of doing an active shooter / threat drill here at the courthouse. So working with Angie and Gina, and they're getting with like the fire department, sheriff's department, kind of get everybody together for a meeting coming up. So once that date's 100% concrete, we'll get back to you guys and let you know and see if we can shut the courthouse down early, like an hour or a half hour early that day to do that drill again. So that's something we do every other year. So looking forward to doing that again this year, but just in the process of planning it right now. So let me give you a heads up.
If anybody notices a difference in me, Mrs. Broker's back from her month as a nanny in Florida. And trying to fix the bad habits I apparently developed over that 4-week period. So if you see any improvement, that's what it is. Okay. With an aye, we're adjourned.
Aye.
We're adjourned.
Aye.